Mother's Day, just around the corner. Call Kuhn Flowers and send mom a beautiful floral arrangement. She'll love it and she'll love you. This is Dan Hicken, and Kuhn Flowers wants to be your florist.
This is the Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
One more day, bro. One more day, and mock drafts are done. And we don't have to talk draft again until, when is the Jack season going to be over? November. Late October?
Yeah, October. Beginning of November.
And we don't have to talk anything draft related until then. One more day. And the great thing is we're not even on tomorrow night.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Why is that kind of?
I mean, I'll be working. You'll be drinking whiskey.
Yep.
Doing whatever it is that you do.
That's it. Drink whiskey. I'm going to have a house to myself. I'm just going to sit there and drink whiskey. That's it. And watch these picks and try to figure out what.
Oh, that's right, because the rest of the fam is going to see the.
They're seeing it twice.
Man, I'm hating. I want to go see Avengers.
They're seeing like the 6 o'clock showing, and then they're circling back around and seeing the 10 o'clock showing. That's 6 hours of movie. No, man. I'm good. I'm good on that. This Oakland Raiders stuff, but they're talking about they're going to surprise everybody. DK Metcalf?
Nah, TJ Hackensack.
No. Is that what they're saying?
That's what they're saying. They say they're in love with him. They like him.
That would be amazing for Jacksonville. Like, everybody wants us to take TJ Hawkinson.
I think we're going
to. We need to have one of these defenders fall.
I think Oliver's going to fall. Actually, I saw somebody put out there, which I think. I love anarchy. I'm learning that from my son's grandmother, great grandmother, that, you know, she wanted. She likes anarchy because she's almost – she's not going to be here for another 10 years. So she's just like, blow it up. She doesn't care
the
anymore.
The whole thing.
Yeah, blow the whole thing up. She ain't got to deal with it. So I want to see Bosa fall and see what the Jags do at 7 after all those comments and see if TC is going to stay true to what he says. Don't want to disrupt the locker room. You want a positive leader.
Let me tell you about the comments, though. The comments are like social media posts for recruits.
If you're good enough, it
don't matter.
He's going to have to answer a couple questions.
You know how many people we said that about that we just completely forget about now? I mean, there was a receiver at Philly that we said would never play again and played another 3 or 4 or 5 years.
That's true. That's true. Like,
I mean, if
we
you're,
don't know about
if you're good enough
Josh
and you
yet.
Come in and you produce, I mean, it doesn't matter.
It's not, I'm not
no
saying
way he falls to 7.
I'm not saying they're going to kill him or anything. They just might punch him. It'll be all right. It'll be a little
I don't
shiner.
Care what they do to him, but I'm telling you right now, if Bosa's sitting there at 7, you damn sure better run that card up there. Or I'm you better trade.
I wouldn't be mad at it.
If he's sitting there at 7 and you take somebody else at 7, I'm going to boo from my living room.
So what you're saying is you don't want them to take the young man from Florida.
No.
No. We're on the same page with that.
Yeah, I'm pretty much – this is going to sound terrible. I'm almost anybody but him right now.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, so Hawkinson is the rumor?
That's one of the rumors.
Why would they do that? They got 3 first-rounders. You can circle back around. He may fall. You can circle back around and get a tight end at whatever their second first-rounder is.
He knows Tom Coughlin.
I mean – it's smart. It actually is smart. You got quarterback that needs a tight end. You got a lot of needs in Oakland. I'll tell you the team to watch. I'm going to give you my surprise.
Okay.
New England's got some silly amount of draft picks in the first 3 rounds. I want to say like 8 in the first 3 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Look out for them packaging some of those and trading up and getting Daniel Jones.
Oh. Their starting quarterback has had a hard time staying healthy, so.
Well, here's my rap on Daniel Jones is he's good, he's just not ready. You get him up to New England, give him 2 or 3 years behind Brady, and you're good. And you know how they are. If Brady decides to play 4 more years, they'll trade him for a first rounder. How many times have they done that?
True.
So I mean that's the one thing I'm expecting to see tomorrow night on the draft. Is a lot of movement. I think New York's got 2 first-rounders. Well, Seattle's got 2 first-rounders. Oakland's got 3 first-rounders. New England's got – y'all have to double-check me on this, JJ. 8 or 9 in the first 3 rounds. There's nobody that wants that many picks because you're not going to keep that many guys on a 52. So why would you go out and pick 10 guys?
I mean, it makes sense.
I tried to get Q on tonight, by the way.
Is he mad about his quarterback falling?
I don't know. He didn't even respond. I don't know if he's in Nashville or where he is, but I just thought it'd be interesting to kind of hear, like, what are his nerves doing tonight? Because we got this little thing, like, Quincy's training Dwayne Haskins, and another good buddy of ours, Justin Hoover, is training Drew Locke.
And they're wondering who's going
to
go first?
Yeah. Like, the closer you get, the more I'm starting to think maybe Drew Locke goes first.
So the Patriots picks thing is deceiving.
Why is that?
Because they have 3 7th-round picks. They have
No. I'm talking first three rounds.
First three rounds, they have 5.
That's a lot.
Or they have 4.
Are you sure?
1 pick in the first round, 2 in the second, 1 in the third.
Missed that one by a mile. Let me see what I was looking at. Picks in first three rounds. So this says they have 6. Something that somebody just tweeted out about draft capital.
Who you going to go with?
JJ.
That's what I'm saying. JJ's
just looking at New England's list right now.
JJ's blue check mark approved.
JJ, what jersey are you working?
It's actually a kit.
A kit. That's
what we call it in the football world.
A kit or a kilt? Kit?
K-I-T.
What? Let me see. I can't see you in there. A kit. Oh, that's, you're saying football isn't soccer?
Yes.
And that is not what this was designed for.
I thought you were going to bring out something like basketball.
Shocking that this guy came in with a Jameis jersey? I was like, dude.
Listen, man. That wasn't my intentions. My intention was to wear an all-star jersey, but.
You certainly didn't wear that.
I couldn't find it. So I have no idea.
You couldn't find it or it didn't fit?
No.
Let's be honest here.
No, this one, that jersey was big. Like, it was already big. So it was like a 2X, so I could fit 2Xs. I can fit 2Xs again now.
By the way, I saw your tweet today about Jameis, about how they had him listed as a dual threat in high school. I remember watching his film. Go back and watch it.
Dude
was a lot more athletic in high school than he ended up. Like, everybody thought he was going to be athletic.
You know who else was like that?
Who?
The metrics don't add up.
Who?
Sam Howell. Remember we watched Sam Howell's film and then we looked at all that?
Yeah, but Jameis played big school ball though, didn't he?
It was in Alabama. And Alabama, don't get me wrong, Alabama has talent in the state, but not like what we see. Like, perfect example. Like, people ask me, I was 215 when I came in. I left at 265.
To Florida State?
Florida State. On somebody's hand time, I ran like a 4.6, like 4.5-ish thing. I don't believe that now, knowing what I know. But that's what the coach's hand clock said.
You go with it, man.
I know for a fact I ran a 4.75 at my pro day.
Okay.
I was 265.
Okay.
Now, I lost a step, but I also jumped like 39 inches in the vertical, had a 10.8 broad jump, had a 4.15 short shuttle. I gained weight. I didn't lose my athleticism didn't go anywhere.
So you tell me what I saw it and isn't right?
Like, what I'm saying is, if you go see me right now running around a bunch of 5-year-olds, and that's what I'm judged, I'm going to look really damn good. It can't. It's just, it doesn't go like what we saw with Jameis. So if you think about him at 18, you mean to tell me at 20, he fell off that much? Just think about the Oklahoma State run, where it looked like his legs were going everywhere and nowhere.
It was awkward.
Possible to fall off that bad. Wash dudes don't fall off that bad.
Yeah, it was awkward.
So we have a Patriots pick update, by the way.
Okay, were you wrong or were you?
Yes. They have 2 compensatory picks from Nate Solder and Butler.
So they do have
it. In the third round, they have 2 extra picks.
Okay.
But to finish up on Jameis, go back and watch that film of his receivers he had in high school.
Okay.
I want to know who they were. I want to know where they ended up.
I mean, and people were saying like he scrambled around. That's different. Pocket presence. You could be unathletic and and still be able to scramble and do stuff, but I'm just saying, like, just relax. All I was saying is just the point wasn't Jameis in particular. The point was people were saying, oh, he's just a 3-star. Oh, the film isn't good or things like that. And I'm like, stop allowing people who have never done anything athletic in their life, a.k.a. Darren Rovell, which is, he's good at his job, but I'm just saying, like, Sometimes you can go watch the film yourself, or some you can have your own opinion. It's okay.
Darren Rovell, bro.
How he ran? I call him whatever I want to call.
Darren Rovell.
Oh, that was him that you tweeted out.
Dude, that was awful.
I didn't know that's what that was.
I don't know what he was doing it for.
4.04 seconds.
It looked painful, though.
It did.
In the 20.
Like, I thought he was injured.
Okay, true story. No, I'm not going to throw him
out.
I already put it out there. No, I'm going to ask. Oh,
oh,
what?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Hacker.
Okay, who ran a better one?
Is that what you're going to talk about?
Yes. Who ran a better one? Throw Gibbs in there, too, because Gibbs took the spill
Gibbs
at 38.
Fell, he so took, Gibbs yeah, is
he,
worse.
He was good for the first 35.
I would say Darren ran better than
Hacker. Than Hacker?
Yeah.
You know what's the worst about Gibby falling like that is he tries to, like, exude this confidence. And when someone like that falls, it makes it so much better.
I was a little worried from a liability standpoint for James because that wall was coming up on him quick.
I just wanted to make sure he signed a waiver.
Oh, they did it at your place.
The wall is BS. Just like almost running through the – you're not running fast enough for that wall to hurt you.
He was falling forward. I was worried about him not
– Okay, I'm saying – what I'm saying is like you're not –
If he was going to hit it, he was going to hit it head first.
All that running into the window – that's extra too. You're doing too much. You don't have enough wind resistance. You ain't picked up enough like force to be able to like not be able to stop yourself. You should be able to stop on a dime when you run that slow.
That's
5 miles per hour. People walk faster.
Did you guys know that Beef beat Hacker in a 40-yard dash?
That's what Beef said, and it was co-signed by Tom McManus. He said he was there.
Wow. That's shocking to me.
Really?
Yes. Dude, so, Hack says he used to play football. Listen. Beef is like, listen, I know I'm unathletic.
Listen, man.
And by the way, whoever got them up for that, I mean,
where did they
bravo.
Do it?
Here, like apparently, lot? Yeah.
Oh, that's
they
awesome.
Had a producer Olympics.
Oh, that was a couple years back. That was at the old spot.
Or this was even before that. Apparently,
that was a younger.
Yeah,
too.
That was across the street.
So they used to make all the producers do stupid stuff.
They were reckless back then.
Yeah,
man.
That doesn't fly anymore.
The milk challenge on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
So that's where Beef gets all this eat hot mess.
Yeah, from the old days.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not doing that again.
All right, well, here's what we're going to do is...
The milk challenge coming up.
is we're going to bring on Florida State's newest... Y'all didn't get one today, right?
No.
All right, newest commitment. Another Sandalwood guy, man. Like, dadgum. What is Sandalwood's like IMG North?
We'll
At
see.
This point,
we shall see.
I mean, from a talent perspective
yeah. They got
two at Florida State, one at Ole Miss, and one at Alabama right now.
Right?
Is that right?
With
several
like,
left,
with like 20 more with multiple offers.
It's crazy. We're gonna bring on Derek Bermudez on the other side to walk us through this decision. Is it solid? And just how he came to Tallahassee as my co-host is wearing a skin tight. Florida State Seminole jersey.
Listen, man, I got to wrap my set.
Better hope it don't get cold in here.
You look swole, bro.
Appreciate it. Thank you, JJ.
We got that coming up next.
This is Calais Campbell of your Jacksonville Jaguars, and you're listening to The Sports Den on 1010 XL.
Man, we working Calais too hard.
Yeah.
He's every night.
You got to get some more.
This is Malik Jackson of your Jacksonville Jaguars, and you're listening to The Sports Den on 1010 XL.
We just got to get him to edit it. Say he's from with the
bump it, man. Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits, coming to you from the ThinMD Med Spa Studios. I kind of like this little niche we're carving out where we get these guys that commit and then they come on the show.
Where we're having high school kids come on our show while we're promoting ABC Fine Wine and Spirits.
Well, mom and dad's here. Right?
Okay. Yes, sir.
I mean, what you want me to do? Not pay the bills?
I mean, fair enough. I mean, there's an adult that probably partakes every now and then.
I mean, I don't know if he does or not. I just know that ABC needs me to say ABC. And, in fact, if y'all go to thehumidor.com and order some cigars.
I encourage
them. You 18? No, you can't do that.
Stop burying the lead.
Humidor.com and, type in Sports Den and you get 20% off. Derek Bermudez is the newest Florida State commit, DB out of Sandalwood, and we've got him on tonight. What's going on? Pull up real close. Like, pull it down. There you go. What's going on, man? You good?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm good.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
So we done with recruiting?
Yes, sir. For now, yes, sir.
So Florida State.
Yeah, Florida State.
Grew up a Florida State fan?
No, sir. I grew up a Miami fan.
Whoa. I know that's that. I love that song. That song sounds real familiar. So you grew up a Miami fan?
Yes, sir.
So talk about that. So
why you gotta rub it into Miami instead of make this about Florida State?
I understand what he's going through. I thought I was going to Miami.
Okay.
Have that. I mean,
you went to high school on the Florida State campus.
Yes, but I was a big Randy Shannon fan.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us about that. So Miami fan your whole life?
Yes, sir. I grew up watching them a lot.
How old are you?
17.
So you ain't never really seen him win.
No, I just like the colors. Somebody colors I like about him.
Okay. Because like us, like we're old school. We remember old school. I don't remember the last 17-year Miami.
I remember 17.
No, just miss 01.
Oh, man, that's tough. That's
– yeah.
I mean, my son doesn't know good Miami.
Yeah, so he likes the colors. He's not even Luther Campbell, Nevin Shapiro Miami.
But his dad was here with us.
Told him the stories.
Kid tell him the stories about Miami.
Did he do that?
Like
that?
He told me the stories like when I was little, like they had a lot of good players, and he showed me some of the film like Sean Taylor. So I like watching Sean Taylor's film. So that was like really one of my favorite players growing watching up. So,
how did the Florida State thing happen so quick? Like, did you go 0 to 100 on it? Like, when did you get the offer from Florida State?
I'll say like 4 months ago, 3 months ago, I think.
Oh, was that long ago?
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of everything really picked up for you around that time, right?
Yes, sir.
Who was the first big college to offer you?
My first Power 5 offer was Virginia. Then my first big time school that offered me was LSU. That was my first big time school that offered me.
Just talk about this recruitment, because there's a lot of things that people – a lot of times people want to put their story or what they feel happened out there. You have some really big-time offers, and you picked Florida State over some pretty big schools. Talk about some of the offers that you got or some of the schools that piqued your interest. And then tell us again, then tell us why FSU.
I had LSU, Florida, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Ole Miss. What else I had?
Did Miami offer?
Yeah, Miami.
Okay.
Yeah.
Florida offer?
Yes, sir.
So let me back this. Let me just rewind this back.
Okay.
Just so I can make sure I heard this right. So, committable offer, University of Florida.
Yes, sir.
University of Miami.
Yes, sir.
Why are you doing this? Why are you making this?
You see, I'm just asking questions because
Dad, you see what
he's
doing?
I'm on to him, Denny. Yes. I'm on to him.
Reporters ask the questions that people have asked, and what I've
In a Florida State jersey trying to just get after Miami and Florida.
I've known his dad for years now.
Let that man just tell you why Florida State and not why not Florida Miami.
You had some big offers and some other schools, and you chose not to go hang in the slums with Gainesville and the high life of Miami. You chose God's country. So why did you pick Florida State?
It was just
not leading the witness or anything.
Yes, sir. It was just when I took my visit down there, it just felt like a family atmosphere. Talking to Coach Barnett, Coach Taggart, the whole coaching staff, they treat me like family. Like, they keep in contact every day with me, and they test me every day and, like, test my family, my dad, my mom. They just treat me like a family.
So why now? You just felt like getting it done?
It's my gut. Told me to commit.
Sims? Sims wouldn't leave you alone?
No.
Sims wouldn't leave you alone, would he?
He kept being in my ear telling me something. You know you want to go to Florida State. You know you want to go to Florida State. Like, Florida State to move. Like, all the coaches talk about you every single day. Like, they test me every single day about you. So
Coach Barnett is your primary recruiter.
Yes, sir.
I like that guy.
So what about Coach Barnett did you feel like he could take you to that next level?
Just the scheme they run. I'm a physical press man corner. I could play corner, safety, nickel, anything, and deep with the backfield. So. That's my skill set.
Early enroll, or are you going?
I'm gonna try to early enroll. I have two classes left. I have to take my Spanish and I have English 4. That's the only two classes I got left. So
you can online those, right?
Yeah, I can online those. Yeah.
What about you, Dad? You want him to early enroll?
If the opportunity is there, I'd love for him to early enroll. You know, I'm just kind of really proud of my son right now. Just enjoying a moment with him. Just glad that you know he's not one of these kids in the street. You know, it could be a whole lot more going, especially with our team now. So even though he chose Florida State, I'm happy for him. I'm proud of him, man.
But now talk about from that angle, he's 17?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 17 years old, like how fast this all happened. Like, you know, Pop Warner, middle school. Am I ever going to get on the field in high school? Okay, I'm on the field in high school. Now I'm highly recruited. And now your kid's committed. Like, just talk about the emotions as a dad of all of that.
Honestly, man, it seems like just yesterday I was, you know, loading up a bunch of kids coming to holler at James and, you know, taking them out the community, just doing different positive things with them, trying to help out. It seems like it was just yesterday, man. Time's ready to fly. The best advice I gave my son was when things wasn't going right for him or he hold his head down, I just, you know, kept him right emotionally and kept his mind right, because physically I didn't know what he was going to grow into. I know that was up to God, and I just tried to keep him strong with the mind and the spiritual side. And I know eventually, you know, like I know everything is 10% physical. So I just wanted to keep his head right, keep him right in the classroom. And then I just kind of just, like I said, developed that work ethic with him. And now I just kind of just sit back and let him take the bull by the horn. You know what I mean?
And you're cool doing the chop for the next 4 years.
I don't know if I'm going to do all that.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what goes through your mind? Prepare me, because just in case. Well, I know he ain't going
to. Wait, he and Jennings can just switch kids for a couple of years.
Oh, man.
No, I'm cool with him. I don't mind Miami. I know
it's
he's
a Jennings,
gonna
go. Not you.
Oh, Monster. That's right. My bad.
It's just the opposite.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But go ahead, James. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, like, take us through the mindset. You know, you have a son. He is a prospect. Sir. You get an opportunity to get season tickets.
Yes, sir.
To possibly your favorite school. And what happens when you're like, it's looking like it's trending here, but it goes against, because we see a lot of, you're not going to snatch on signing day. You're not going to snatch the papers and hit 95, are you?
Well, you know, of course, you met my godson last year, Jordan Miller. You know, yes. He signed with University of Miami. You know, him and Derek known each other since they was babies. And, you know, it was a little heartbroken. Jordan called me. The coaches called me. They want to know what the hell's going on. You know what I mean? And I just kind of let, like I said to them, man, they made them feel like family. The coaches kept in contact with them every day. You know, they did a great job. The coaches kept in contact with me just about every day. I honestly could say when we went to Florida State, they definitely rolled the red carpet out for us, being his mom. And, you know, they had a lot of great things to say as fathers and as coaches. And, you know, talking to my son about life skills and developing young men. And, you know, he liked what he heard. And I told both of my sons, you know, a lot of things that Coach Taggart had to say was some of the things that I said to you as a father. So I know that was on point, you know. And I'm a huge Miami fan. Like I said, I got love for my Hurricanes. I ain't going to flip the switch on them. But, you know, it's one time out the year that Florida State and Miami go at it. You know what I mean? So I'm going to kind of be a little divided. But I'm going to also go with my son, you know. So I guess the next 4 or 5 years or so, I'm going to have to do my nose chop or what when that game kind of come around. But I'm going to stick with my Hurricanes now.
Listen, I'll be honest with you. Like, when Sims on the field,
yeah,
I'm going to be in all maroon.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't. Garnett, my
okay,
bad.
Garnett, I don't know what maroon.
I ain't going to call it the right. Dude, don't
we're not
get
Boston
picky.
College here, man.
You're the one that just talked about season tickets. Like, you can't go down to Miami and get season tickets for
$12. I'm sure you can go get them. I'm just saying. Like, anyways. Talk about Willie Taggart. What are your – there's a lot of people who love him. There's a lot of people – he's a different guy on Twitter. So what are your initial opinions as a father about Coach Taggart? And also another opportunity to maybe talk about some of the other coaches that recruited that maybe stood out as a dad that made you feel, okay, I could be comfortable with my son going to this school.
Mm-hmm. The one thing that stood out with me with Coach Taggart is, you know, a lot of people call me and say, you know, that coaching staff – they probably going to be at Florida State for, you know, they got 2 or 3 games to try to turn it around. You know, and just try to put a lot of fear. And, you know, I teach my son, don't let fear control you. You know what I mean? If you got a gut feeling in your heart is out there that this is the right choice for you, go ahead and make it, man. Because regardless, like I said, what God got for you, nobody going to stop. And this is my son's first year really playing corner and safety, so he kind of new to the position. I thought he was going to grow up to be a linebacker like daddy. You know what I'm saying? So – like I said to you, man, I just want to find the right program, and I told him whatever he feels is the best. I said, Miami got a lot of great DBs come out of that program too, but, you know, like I said, the right program, Florida State, you know, that's a DBU school. I feel they could develop him and get him right for that next step, because this is just the beginning, you know what I mean? And it's going to be upon him to make the right decisions, you know, get to Florida State, get the academics right, you know, get in the weight room and really commit to this and make this thing his religion. You know, because if you don't put the work in, man, the football gods ain't going to bless you. So the coaching staff was on that type of time. You know, I know they're a new coach and staff. They got a lot of things they had to clean up. And one thing I saw, and me and Phil from Dream Kings Film, we was wondering, like, why is the teammates at the end of practice, why they shaking hands? Why they, you know, why they hugging each other now? And we didn't understand until we got in the office of Coach Taggart, and it was a lot of division going on up there on the team where a lot of kids, they ain't eat dinner together. A lot of kids ain't hang out together. It was just a lot of division in the team. So, you know, I understand it's going to take time to bring that atmosphere around and to bring that teammates and circle the wagons. And, you know, and he, my son, he said he want to be a part of that, is bringing back Florida State to the, you know, where they was at with the tradition. He looked a lot of Deion Sanders. He's a huge Jalen Ramsey fan, you know, so he want to be a part of bringing that team and that school back to where they was, winning and competing for national championships and, you know, being a great teammate. And like I said, you would want to be a part of that.
Well, and what he's talking about is at the end of every Florida State practice, almost like picture a baseball game.
Yeah.
How the team meets at the pitcher's mound and kind of everybody shakes hands, but much slower.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
When I saw it happen, and I'm like, how long are we going to be out here? Like, they spent a good 5 minutes doing that, don't they? I mean, am I exaggerating there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so talk about, did you go to a spring practice? Is that what you went to?
Oh, yes, I went to a spring practice.
Did you go to the game as well, spring game?
No, I didn't go to the spring game.
Okay, so I went to a spring practice as well, and the thing I came away with was, and I came back and told James, different than a lot of other spring practices. Like, different, but really high energy from a coaching staff, almost to the point where there's a sense of urgency at Florida State. Is that kind of what you bought into?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so talk about your impression of Coach Taggart.
Oh, he's a very cool coach. He's a players coach 100%. He respects all his players. He takes all his players under his ring, all under his wing. So that's what I like about him very much.
And then the position coaches, I had a chance to meet a lot of those guys. I know fans don't want to hear this, James, but all these coaching staffs, for the most part, are full of good dudes.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, very few went to school where they're coaching. Very few have, you know, that. And there's a couple at Florida State. And there's a couple at Florida. But very few have that hard line allegiance to the school. This is a job for them.
It's a new era. I was actually just talking with somebody about one of the coaches. They may have not recognized an FSU legend.
Who cares?
And I was just like, I barely know. I went to Florida State, and I was a fan. I barely knew. You know, I barely knew who that guy was. But even though he is a Hall of Famer, things like that. But
in honor of James, will you wear number 36?
Please don't. Not at corner. Don't wear 36 at corner, man.
You're going to get challenged
a lot. All right, so you talk about Taggart being a player's coach. I've been hearing a lot about this. I want to ask Jeff personally about this. Talk about how the recruits are recruiting each other, and what are y'all like building this brotherly bond, or this like are you going to get involved in the competition now?
Yes, sir. I'm gonna get involved. All right, now I'm gonna try to get Chance and Jalen, because they was on my AAU Ooh. Basketball team, so I'm gonna try to get them boys. Come on.
It's a big haul.
Oh yeah, man.
He's just
going for the belt.
Like, you didn't say I was going to try to get like, you know, Quez, who I see every day. I'm going to go try to get somebody else. Now I'm going Chance and Jalen.
Well, talk about Sandalwood for a second, because Kobe got offered at Florida State, right? So now you've got, I don't know, I'm going to guess 9 to 10 that are graduating this year that are going to be Division I players.
Yes, sir.
How much recruiting are you guys going to do in the locker room for Florida State? Or is it kind of, we just want to play ball right now?
I mean, it's both. Like, we want to play ball, then like try to get them to the Seminoles, man. I'm gonna try to get Kobe and Jaw to fill up.
Now, Jaw plays the same position though, right?
Yeah, he plays the same position.
You sure you want to do that?
I mean, he plays receiver too.
He does he?
Yeah, he plays receiver too.
Okay, who's better?
Me.
That's what I like.
That's what I like. I'm gonna tell you what. So, Jaw got mad at me at the facility.
Okay.
When we went up to Sandalwood,
yeah,
kind of tried him a little bit.
Yeah.
I was like, hey.
You didn't try that tight end, though.
I sure didn't. I took the picture of the tight end and said, hey,
grown man,
y'all need to go. I was like, I don't know. They're like, what position you play? I don't know. I was like, offer him.
That tight end y'all got over there is a grown man.
Well, yes,
at Sandalwood.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
But I said, Ja, are you better than another cat? He's like, man, I'm the best in the city. What you talking about? His dad got on me too a little bit on Twitter. I was like, man, I was just messing with him. I was told to ask a question, and I asked the question.
Well, that's what's cool, because you look at Florida, at Jacksonville right now, and you've got four of the top, I'm going to stretch it out here and say 10 DBs in the state of Florida, maybe top 25 in the country, right here in Jacksonville on two teams with Miles and Fred and the Tua Sandalwood. Like, I mean, it's just we're so focused, I think, in Jacksonville because we got the big-name quarterbacks and some cats like that. We're kind of losing sight of the strongest position in Jacksonville's defensive back, and there's a lot of them that are still going to get Division I offers that you're playing 7-on-7 with that we're not talking about, right?
Yes, sir.
So who's – let's assume Miles and Fred are solid at Georgia Tech and Clemson. Tell me another local guy that we don't know right now that we need to know.
I see in 2021, Robert Simmons from Lee.
Yeah.
They got 2022, Jeremiah Stingley. He's a 2022 guy. Oh, he's a freshman from Lee. And then you got Larry Smith from Lee. Really, them Lee cats, they
yeah. What about 2020? Is there anybody we're missing?
2020.
Like your class. Like, out of all these guys, take you out of the picture. Out of all these guys, if you had to have one of them on your team, who would it be?
Like a DB or like anybody?
Anybody, any position.
I see.
Don't say Beck, because I ain't going to do that to you with Sims. Don't say Beck.
I see my homeboy, Juwan Turner, from at Terry Parker.
Okay.
Yeah, he played at Andrew Jackson. I tried to get him over here at Sandalwood.
Sandalwood's got plenty, bro.
Yeah.
Y'all got plenty over there.
I tried to get over.
So, we got, again, so we have Derby Mudez, Sandalwood High School, Saints, current FSU commit. What do you want the city of Jacksonville and what do you want FSU fans to know about you and what type of player they're getting?
Well, I'm a very humble. I'm a very humble guy. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to give it everything I got school-wise, on the field-wise. I'm going to try to give it everything I got, work hard when I go into my freshman year. Try to get on the field as much as I can my freshman year, so work hard.
Are you up for a red shirt, or you want to play right away?
I'm trying to play right away.
Okay. Now, when you describe yourself as a corner, is physical one of the words you use?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay. What does that mean as a corner now? Because now, like we asked Fred the same question. Does that mean you're physical because you press at the line, or you sticking your nose in the run game?
I say both for me.
Both for you?
Yeah, for me.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to figure out today's day and age. What do you want to do? What's your major going to be? Do you know?
Business management.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. We got a plan going in, man.
Can't hate on it.
Got a plan going I'm in. Excited, May going man. In January. May. Like that's the move,
yeah,
though,
we,
right?
We have a plan.
The move is if you can go in now, the way they do summer school, the way they do all that stuff, if you can go in January, you can graduate in 3.
Yeah.
You know, and so if you go to the league, you got your degree. If not, it's very favorable for graduate transfers if they want it to be.
Right.
Like, I mean, that's a big change from when you played.
Big change. Like, nobody – like, I think Cameron Wembley was the early enrolled when I came in, and that was crazy. I mean, now it's crazy if you don't early enroll. So,
yeah.
But a lot of it just has to do with the preparation. That spring, the development that I got, when I came in August, I came in the summertime, worked out, did camp in August. We had freshman two-a-days then. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. When I, like, you know, trying to get together school, trying to play, traveling, because I played as a true freshman, and it was difficult. Now, once I got that spring in there, the development for me from January to the end of April – like was exponential because they could focus. There was no real game. It was just practice reps, and you're going up and cleaning yourself up. And I got a chance to get my grades corrected because I damn near flunked out my friend that fall. It was just too much.
Yeah,
a lot on me. But I think if you're able to come in that January, you're able to get those classes, those 12 to 15 hours, stay for summer, pick up another 9 hours. Now all of a sudden. They could get you. Like, you don't have to – like, you don't have as much pressure on you academically now in your first year. So, that's a lot going on. One last thing I got to know is just walk me through yesterday. Like, I know what I know, but, like, in your head, what was – when you woke up and made yourself some cereal or your mama made you some grits or whatever you eat for breakfast, did you just say, like, you know what? it's time, or was it just like as the course of the day, this thing just started growing on you, like, man, it's time to commit? Or was this something that you've known for a couple of days? Walk us through the thought process of committing.
It was just growing on me. Like, when I took my first visit, it was like, man, this really feel like home. Like, I could really see myself playing her. And it just kept growing along. Like, something kept telling my head, like, it's the place for you. It's the place for you.
So, no, do they – any pressure from them, or is it just it's time?
It's time. It's time. And it was time. And it's pressure, too. Like, they, like, really wanted me, like, real, real bad. Like,
right.
Like, the only DB they wanted was me, like. Me, that they will only take me and y'all, like, the only two they would take, like, in a 2020 class.
I think that's a side of things people don't realize, too, is this whole, back in the good old days, like, you could wait to February to commit. Mm-hmm. Now, they're moving on. Like, yeah. If you don't commit, they got somebody else on that board, and then plus you're at a school that has recruiters coming by every single day. Does some of that play into it as well of, man, I just want, like, yo, I don't want to deal with this every day?
It's like, it's kind of aggravating, like, when you have all them schools try to hit you up at one time, like, it's just like a load, a huge load on you mentally. So I just want to get that over with.
Okay, so be honest, Dad. He tells you, Florida State. First thought. Be honest.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I'm going to keep it G with you. I scratched my head. I told him, man, hold up, man. Let me call the coaches from Miami, man. Let me set up an official visit. You know, the coaches, they called me last night and today, want to know what's going on. And, you know, I just want to make sure, like I said, at the end of the day, whatever his decision, I feel that, you know, it's not about me anymore. You know,
right.
I live my life. I want my son to be able to make a decision for himself and, you know, lay in his bed for himself and, you know, kind of rock and roll with that. But I did tell him, wherever you're going to go, man, you need to go ahead and get that out the way, you know, so you can focus on your academics, you can focus on this next upcoming season. Because, like I said, I'm a Sandalwood alumni. You know, I was there back in the glory days. I'm ready to see the team and these young men, man, developing a great young man and bring this team together, kind of like what Mandra did last year with their huge senior class and, you know, just develop leadership and go on to the next level. Shout out to Mandra. You know, shout out to them guys for bringing the state title to Jacksonville. Definitely, you know, that's one of our rivals, but we want to big them up. But I just hope these young men right here, they got a huge senior class that they kind of develop that same leadership and that work ethic and just learn, man, and see what it takes to win the championship and, you know, to be one of the elite teams to ever be and to ever come through Jacksonville.
Yeah, it's gonna be an interesting year for y'all, man. I mean, new district, tough district at Sandalwood, like a little bit of pressure over there with all, I mean, you're going to make this much noise in the spring with all these recruits, you're going to be expected to follow it up in the fall. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of the talk of the locker room right now? Is, guys, we got to do something here.
It's no pressure. Like I know I'm a ball, do my job. Like, ain't no pressure.
I mean, as a team?
As a team. I always got to, like, keep working hard as a team. Like, stay focused, like, every single day. Like, you can't, like, play around or nothing like that. Like, everyone has to be on one accord.
What do you weigh right now?
Oh, 180.
180? Where do you want to go in at?
Probably, I say 185, or at least 190.
Yeah. How tall are you?
6'1 and a half, 6'2.
Yeah, he shot up lately too, James. Oh, yeah. When I walked in and saw him, I'm like,
who are you telling? Like, I told, like, what I tell people when I try to, you know, again, some of the stuff ain't everybody's business, but I've known him for a while. Mm-hmm. And I remember when he was at another school, he was in middle school, and he was short and he was a little small. I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. Then when I seen him the first time I talked to his dad all the time, but when I saw him at Sandalwood, I'm like, oh man, listen.
Yeah.
I don't know who is this adult. Don't come don't run up on me like that. Yeah. Like those grown men, don't run up on me like that real quick. I got bad nerves. And then he was like, oh, I'm dead. I was like, okay, all right. I remember you and your youngest boy has shot up a little bit. So it's good to see young men with great family influences grow up and be able to achieve their dreams, especially when they commit to Florida State.
Well, we appreciate you coming in, man. And I'm a Florida fan, but happy for you, and I'll be pulling for you guys. That whoever ends up at Florida State, like as long as Jeff's there, I'm hardcore in it, man. And so I hope you guys do good things. 11 games a year.
Yes, sir.
All right, man.
I'll even give you Miami. I even give you Miami.
That's fine.
Dad's not.
Enos doesn't like you. That's the reason why you're giving us Miami
right now. All right, thanks for coming in, man.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. Derek Bermudez, newest Florida State commitment joining us right here on the Sports Den. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on? This is Cliff Averill, and you're listening to the Sports Den on my hometown sports station, 1010 XL.
So basically, every drop that we got in one day. That's what I'm learning.
Yeah. Just do football player camps.
Yeah.
We should get some of these kids so when they become famous.
Nah. I mean, that wouldn't be along with James' tagline.
Oh, yeah. That goes, that's off brand.
Yeah. Speaking of camp, there could be some big news coming on a 6 points camp 2.0, bigger and better than the one 2 years ago.
Wouldn't that be a 12-point camp?
No. No. Don't mess with my branding. spent all day working on that. So, okay, let's talk about the situation down at Florida right now. I'm looking up the guy's name because he's not an on-field coach, but it's just a weird thing. Otis Yelverton.
Mm-hmm. First and foremost, can we start off with how I know this is going to be an issue?
Go ahead.
Otis.
Otis?
Don't trust the old black man named Otis.
Ever? As a general statement?
Have you ever seen it? You know The Temptations, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen the Temptation movie?
No.
David Ruffin would have still been a temptation if it wasn't for Otis. Because ain't nobody come to see you, Otis. Mm. That was like a famous scene where David had to put Otis in his place. Otis is always hating and overreacting.
So here's what Otis did. Otis, assistant football coach of Florida, was arrested for cyberstalking an ex-girlfriend. And we were talking about this in Here Tuesday. Hacker and I were talking about it.
I've never been to a jail.
And, like, when I hear cyberstalking, like, I think of, like, he was looking up his ex-girlfriend, like, you know, from way back or something like that. I don't have an ex-girlfriend to look up, so I don't, like, I don't. And then I heard what really happened. And it's on April 14th, this lady ended their year-long relationship. 1 year. A year. Mm. One.
Miss Otis?
Yes. Otisette. The arrest report says that Yelverton then sent more than 40 messages to the woman since the breakup, including phone calls, texts, and Facebook messages.
The so messages, that's 10 days? That's the last 10
No, that's
days?
Like, that happened on the 21st, so 7 days. Including phone calls, texts, Facebook messages, and it included multiple vulgarities and demeaning language. The woman told police that after she told him to stop, he left a message on her phone Monday saying he would blow up her car. Like, stop. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you one more message.
Because the other message is, baby, please take me back. I love you. I messed up. Because those didn't work. I know how I'm going to get her back. I'm going to blow up your car.
This is also now how we know he's old. He left a voicemail.
That's true.
Yeah, but if you've tried everything else.
Nobody does that.
If you've tried everything else.
Sorry, you still know she's reading those texts.
Or she might have blocked them. Like, you know, if you have an iPhone, you could just, like, block somebody and you don't get anything from them. Text messages, phone calls, it just
does
rings.
It ring?
It just rings on the
does
other
it?
End for the person. I mean, dang it, I might have like
after only one
I'm asking
year?
For a friend.
I might
have. I know that's
what I just got myself. In
there's
trouble.
A couple of crazy things about this. One, they're only together a year.
Yeah.
Two, when you start to look at Otis, he joined Dan Mullen's staff last year. He was the assistant director of player personnel. He came to Florida by way of he was a defensive coordinator at Copia Lincoln Community College in Mississippi. So I'm assuming that this, if we probably went back and we looked, we'll probably find out that this community college had a pipeline to Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. Would you assume? Is that a good assumption?
Okay, that's a good assumption.
Otherwise, like, what the hell are we in Florida? Why are we hiring guys from Copia Lincoln Community College? Or Copia, I don't know how you say it.
I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Go.
Because my boy won't. This is who y'all got rid of Hole for? This is who y'all
but
got rid of John Heron for?
He was old staff.
But what I'm saying is,
you know how that works.
John was on before, but like he's been through two staffs.
But you know how that works.
But I'm saying, like, you got rid of him for a stalker, a dude who's trying to strong arm the nookie.
I mean, come on.
Google imaging our boy Otis, and
yeah,
he looks very aggressive.
You see his mugshot?
Very aggressive.
You see the mugshot?
Oh, it's mad. It's like
he looks like
his head
like,
looks like hack.
Oh man,
massive.
So I was about to say something real disparaging, but then you said that. I don't want Hack to think I'm talking about him.
Hack knows he has a big dome.
Let me ask you something. April 14th. Let's call it 7 days. Is 40 messages like?
It's not that much.
It's really not.
But if they're all like one way traffic,
yeah, like
no
if
one
you're
responds.
Not, like, just think. Actually, it sounds like if there's like, hey, hi. This.
That's true. If you're having a conversation.
If it's one, like, I'm blowing up your car.
One, I know. This is, I already know what kind of phone this guy has. Clearly Android behavior. iPhone users don't act like
this.
How
dare you?
iPhone users don't act like this. But my man was just sending, and first off, and she probably has an iPhone. So she can't, like, she's upset because she can't FaceTime you anyway. And you keep sending her these poverty green bubbles up on her text, and she's mad at you. And she keeps it like when
is
you that see
that
much
like?
Green, it bothers you. And the police officer seen it, they're like, first off, this dude's crazy. Before he said blow up, he's got an Android. So you already know he's not. You don't know what's wrong with him. But all these green bubbles, we gotta go get them. You know how hard it is to get, like, I thought originally it was something else. Like, it is. Well, I think the blowing up. Blowing up the car thing might have been what took it.
Yeah,
to
I think
the next
that.
Level.
Yeah, I think that's
I think
probably
that
what she called
it
the
over
the
right. Over
the but if you like, think through this, okay, so they break up on April 14th. She says, "You know what, Otis? Wait, April 14th wasn't that the spring game?
How are you mad at the spring game?
She dumped the man at the spring game.
Maybe she did have it coming.
You know what? Otis is an important
Otis
person.
Day after 14th was a Sunday. Yeah, 14th okay. was a Sunday. So day after.
So he probably celebrated too much or
probably wasn't
caught,
home
got caught
right what and, or wasn't home all spring working.
Yeah, yeah
I'm just thinking through this. So she breaks up with him on April 14th. Otis, I don't know how old Otis is. I'm judging by the gray in his beard, he's
45.
He's only 45.
Oh, maybe older. I don't know.
Oh, I thought you said that with certain.
No, I don't know. I don't know Otis.
I'm thinking he's older.
Okay,
but anyway, what do you think he did first? Call, like, because you get broke up with, like, put the phone down, man. That sucks. A couple hours later, you know what? Let me hit her up. Let me talk to her.
He's 51.
51. Okay. So you think the first thing since
he's
51.
He's an old player. Like, first, we actually,
well, first thing he
that's
calls,
my bad,
right?
Because they don't name people Otis no more.
That's true.
Like, they retired that name. That's my fault. I got you. Okay.
So he calls first, right?
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
So how many times you think, how many times would you have to call before you, okay, I'm a text? Like, not very many.
Like,
this, probably the first text was, hey, hit me up.
I'm probably the worst. Like, at this,
mm-hmm.
like, because I'm going to call you. If, like, you send me a text. She probably sent a text. Otis, it's not working. You.
She did it by text? A year is too long for text, bro.
Yeah, so you think, okay, well, she probably told her, like, listen, man, the red FUBU linen and the green shoes is getting on my nerves. I can't handle this anymore. You come home smelling like Crown Royal and Issey Miyake. I'm tired of, in jupe.
Mm-hmm.
And you in the little Bluetooth earpiece, it's getting on my nerves. I can't take it. Get some earbuds for Christ's sake. But you know I don't want to be with you. So she left him, and she did it in front of everybody. It's like an old school player.
You're making this up.
He took it. He took it on the chin. But right. Then what happened is
I didn't like her anyway.
Yeah, but like a good strong shot of yak, like because he's a Christian Brothers type of drinking guy. It warms and it kind of festers and it builds through the chest.
Right.
And he's like, I know she. So he called.
Mm-hmm.
Ding.
No
and
answer.
She pushed the button straight right. To voicemail. I know she. Bring.
Right. And then text.
He starts texting.
And probably the first text was innocent. Like, hey, look, I need to talk to you. Give me a call.
Yeah, like, yo, I don't like the way this ended. We've been together for a year. It's a lot invested. Holla at me.
Mm-hmm.
And she. And then what's worse is she doesn't have read. She didn't take read off.
Right.
So like he can see that she's read the text.
Now it's just
and now he's
steaming.
Just offended. So now he just keeps going back and forth, but you got 40.
How many of those did it take before you get to Facebook? That's what I was my point.
Well, I was
about
to say, if you guys don't think that Otis made his way over to her home at least once, then you don't
very
know
good
Otis.
Point.
Oh,
you
Otis,
don't know.
Otis definitely
point.
Did it. But Otis definitely not only did he try to message her on Facebook, He tried to call her on Facebook. And the worst thing, he tried to video chat through Facebook. Then he tried to slide into her DMs, but realized that she unfollowed him on Twitter.
Here's why I feel bad for Otis.
Otis is on a lot of social media.
Here's why. Well, he's a coach. You got to be. That's how you recruit kids.
Okay.
Here's why I feel bad for Otis. Is I can see this as, like, heartbroken start off something. He wasn't really going to blow up that woman's car. Like, I'm
he
not.
He does not know how to do that.
I am not.
He
yeah.
does not
I am,
know how to do
I am
that.
Not excusing his behavior.
Yes.
But now this, all because he couldn't. It was only 7 days, Otis. You got to let it marinate.
He saw the movie, like, Casino. He's like, I'm going to do this.
Like, think on it for 30 days. Now you ain't got no job. You had a good job.
Good job. And now you're not going to get another job.
You got a mugshot with gray in your beard.
It looks awful.
Goatee, actually. Not even a beard.
What's salary for something like that?
65.
No, I was going to say 70, yeah.
Solid.
Yeah.
In Gainesville, that's like 150K.
Well, he ain't going to have to pay you anything anyway.
Like, you get,
he's
you,
eating.
And that's not including your Nike, your Jordan allotment. That's not including
camps
and things like
he's
that.
Probably,
like,
he's probably stacking up 100.
Yeah, you eat at the calf. And if he just got there, they do, like, cool things. Like, because he's not married, he's chasing this chick. So he probably stays in the dorms. No, not in a bad way. I'm just saying, like, you can actually do that to save bread. I would do that.
I know, but you just made it sound like he's chasing
like
he's chicks
a
in the dorm. Like he's chasing
he's
college
age. He's a 51-year-old dude that doesn't understand and no means no. He might be doing that. But now he just messed it all up. Otis.
There's not any part of you that feels bad for Otis here?
I don't feel.
It's heartbroken, man.
No, I don't feel bad for Otis because, Otis, you got a job to do. Your job is the director, assistant director of player personnel. You're supposed to be a leader. You're supposed to teach these young men that heartbreak happens, and you got to move on past these.
Yes.
I think I can't use any of the words. But
heartbreak.
Heartbreak. Otis, girls are like buses. If you miss one, another one comes every hour on the hour promptly when you're either handsome or you have money. Now, you're not handsome.
You're not a handsome man.
Not at all. You're not a good-looking guy.
James is hitting with you're not a handsome man.
But
Otis knows that.
Otis knows that. He sees it. He looks in the mirror. This dude's dark as it is outside right now. And he looks like a... Now, see, I can't use the example that JJ used because that's degrading a fellow teammate. At the station, but he's got 65,000. Like what JJ just did, the math, the inflation and the trade rate for U.S. dollars, the Hogtown dollars, it's like $150,000, dude. You are the man.
You got
pick
a cool
yourself
job.
Up, player.
Yep.
Like you could give a chick access that, like that's a Gator fan. You could bring it to the sideline. It's almost like you could be the Aladdin of college football for one of these chicks. I can show you the world. I just, I'm just telling you, Otis. I'm not telling you something that I may
and
or
it's
may
all
not.
Gone now.
Yeah, Otis.
It's
I'm not telling you
gone.
Something that I may or may not have tried before. But you have a lot more access.
Holy crap! Netflix series, Last Chance You for Coaches. Let's get a JUCO and let's get all
the
coaches
who've been fired for Stu. You know what? There's two other player personnel
Dude,
people
you
could join.
Well,
didn't the last
staff.
Chance you coach get fired?
Yes. Do all SEC edition because Georgia
be
just let go
show.
Of two people too.
Bro, this is
the
an
chick
idea.
That I just bigged up a year ago.
Hold on,
I was
hold
saying
on.
Like all the Georgia. I want to commit to Georgia.
Think about the head
Denny,
coaches.
Denny, yes. Can we get you on the show?
See, why you got to do that?
That'd be awesome, though. You would be the guy that's like, I've reborn myself. I'm like healed. You know what I'm saying? I'm living, I'm doing my own thing. I'm doing better. You could be the coach of Last Chance U. Yes.
I mean, we were having a good time. We're in here laughing, and JJ's got to hit me with that.
But just bring you right back.
Think of the cash you could make from
it. Don't you get too high on yourself.
I didn't even think of that, and JJ hits me with that. Jeez, I'm saying
I wasn't meaning it in a disrespectful way.
I'm laughing
way.
About disgraced coaches, and JJ's like, oh, yeah, Denny, you can be the head.
Speaking
of
disgraced coaches, Denny.
Because
you
come
think?
Back from adversity. You're
Damn,
like the tiger.
JJ?
You're tiger of this.
JJ is cold-blooded, man.
Getting Evan Shapiro to fund it?
Oh, yeah.
This could be an amazing. You could put together a hell of staff, bro.
Like I said, you could do all SEC.
Is he still in prison?
Yeah.
He's got to be.
Yeah.
He's got money stashed somewhere.
Yeah, in his canteen.
Yeah. 8 o'clock coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
loose air quality. What you hate is bad air. What you hate is getting sick. What you hate is spending a ton of money to fix something that could have been prevented. That's why you call Loose Air Quality, luceairquality.com. They do environmental testing based right here in Jacksonville. They'll be to you in no time if you've got a home or business. We're talking about they do single-family homes. They do skyscrapers. Mm. They do it all, everything in between, on-site within 24 hours of your call if you need them to be. 24-hour turnaround on mold assessments. Certified and registered inspectors. Ton of five-star reviews. If you think you have crappy air, this is who you call. Write this number down. Put it in your phone, 904-803-1014. That's 904-803-1014. Loose Air Quality. Can I lead us off on 8 o'clock?
Sure.
I had one, but it quickly, I clicked on the Twitter, and I saw this article, so I clicked on it. Now I got a new one. So this Instagram model, she's an influencer, whatever that means. She's got 809,000 followers. She went to a doctor so the doctor could let everybody on Instagram know that her butt is real.
Riley Martell.
Her name is Daisy Keach, or that's her handle. So she literally went to a doctor and had him certify that it's real that she's working with. Like,
how did you certify? Like, is it like a gemologist? Like the guy who does all the stuff with Underwoods?
Oh, it's got a video.
Hey, Frank, the butts that we see from time to time aren't really certified. You can go to any doctor and any doctor. But I'm just saying, like, that would be a dope job.
Underwoods. Clayton, let's talk about
stop.
How was a diamond price?
No, stop.
No, but just
probably the most important.
That's the only thing I could think about. Like, the only legit thing I could think about is that.
Bro, there is a video of this dude in a doctor's coat, like, filling her up and pointing to areas of her backside.
Yep, checks out.
Squeeze that.
Yep. Seems normal to me.
See that ripple right there? Got to be jammed because jelly don't shake like that. Is that what he's saying?
But the doctor, this is crazy. The doctor that did it has 365,000 followers.
Has how many?
365,000.
So he's a booty doctor.
Apparently so. This is amazing. Go to retweet this from our account. Go to Barstool's Twitter.
This was on Barstool?
Yeah. Barstool Sports.
Barstool was about sports. Certifying booties?
Oh. What do we do? Are we taking calls about this now? Saqib, what's up, man?
What's up, guys? Hey, I saw this is kind of funny because Kim Kardashian did the same thing on the show. She went to the doctor to prove that everything was real, and because everybody was saying that she was fake and everything, that she had implants and all that.
So what did the doctor say?
That everything was real. She went to the doctor to prove that everything was real. No lie, man, on her show. So, and don't tell me why I'm watching the show. I was bored, okay? So I was just bored.
Hey, it's quality entertainment, bro.
I won't judge you. Yeah. I watched Kim Kardashian in the video before.
This is normal. Hey, guys, can I ask you one more thing about tomorrow?
Go. Go ahead.
Me, personally, I would go back. If Atlanta, they were saying Atlanta might want to trade with us. If Atlanta wants to give us like a second or third round pick, I would say Jaguars run and trade down, you know, go trade that with second round pick and get some more picks.
Man,
and
do some research to keep on what they're getting for these trade downs. Like, if the Jags trade more than five spots, they're going to get not only that team's first-round pick, maybe next year's first-round pick, and the second-round pick.
Yeah.
It's crazy what teams are giving.
Get whatever they need to get.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. I appreciate the call on Kim Kardashian's butt.
I've always thought that the older sister was the hottest one.
I have no idea who's who.
Really?
No. I've never watched the Kardashians. Now Pops? Pops will watch some Kardashians on you.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Pops Kardashian. I was first of all, he's dead, and then the other one is no longer Pops.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah. No, I have no idea who – there's Courtney, right?
That's – the one that I think is the beautifulest one.
And then who's the other one? There's Kim, Courtney, and there's a
Chloe
there's,
is the bigger one.
Who's that, the one that,
that's like yeah, always getting cheated she, on by the NBA players?
Every dude she touches becomes like strung out.
Chloe.
That's the one.
Well, she got cheated on by Lamar with these hookers, and then he almost died. And then the Cavaliers player Thompson cheated on her with like her sister or something. I don't know. I don't know the specifics. I don't watch the show, but I just it's impossible to not know what's going on with these chicks. It's all over the internet for no reason. Twitter just thinks you need to know about them.
I must not follow the same people.
If you go to like Twitter moments, I feel like they think that I'm a totally different type of person.
It's easy to hate on the NCAA right now.
Always,
like, everybody's going to do it. What are they doing though? Like, you're going to let Tate Martell go down to Miami, play right away. You're going to let Justin Fields go to Ohio State, play right away. And then you get two dudes have legit hardships. And you say no?
One says his grandfather's sick and he would like to see him play at Illinois.
That was his grandmom.
Whoever. Something grandparent.
Like yeah. The tight end from Georgia that went to Illinois.
Right.
And then the other dude's mom, like, legit. Like, did you see what they told him? The justification for the Virginia Tech guy transferring? It was five, like, so he's 95 miles away from Blacksburg. So you have to be 100 miles away.
Oh, my God.
So that's the first thing.
Oh, my God.
This is the second thing that they had the nerve to fix their mouths to tell this dude who's going through probably unknown stress. Your mom is doing exponentially better, so you don't need to move.
Like her health?
Yeah. Like, she had, like, major neck
the
surgery. The NCAA
is
like
savage,
like,
man.
Wow.
Like, they had the nerve. Like, it's on paper. Like, he showed, he posted his appeal.
You know what I wonder? There's, when we heard about Tate Martell and Justin Fields, they both used that attorney out of Little Rock. Remember? I wonder if these dudes did not. Like, does this dude just have something? I mean, the NCAA obviously doesn't care what people know. I mean, this whole FBI investigation that said all these schools, you know, that's going to turn into nothing.
They're not
going to bury
anything.
That because the schools that were named.
Because it's a guy clearly had a paper trail. Again, Nevin Shapiro clearly has a paper trail of guys that he paid. Mm-hmm. And based upon that information, which I don't want them to get, but Miami should have got the death penalty. If Miami lost, what, a couple scholarships? And
well, the NCAA, like, screwed up the investigation so bad that they were just like, you know what?
We're just going to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were in a Rolex.
They did with Ole Miss, too.
It was one of the luckiest things to ever happen to us because we always get banned by the NCAA.
I think also, like, the way they came down on a couple schools, Miami kind of caught them at the right time.
Yeah, it pissed a lot of people off.
Yeah. Kind of caught them at the right time. But, no, this transfer stuff, I mean, you think for a second, okay, we're heading into free agency. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, wait a second. You can't even transfer if you got legit issues, but Justin Fields transferring over something that was not an immediate threat or he wouldn't have stayed for 3 months. And Tate Martell's transferring because they raised the height requirement at Ohio State.
There's no way to put it. No way.
Yeah, that's racist.
Those two guys left. Because they didn't win jobs.
Yeah.
I don't care how much you like Justin Fields, how much you like Tate Martell. They could not beat somebody out. Or they felt like they couldn't beat somebody out, so they left. And the NCAA said that that's okay. But
at the worst, they left because competition.
Yeah, competition.
Yep.
But you can't leave. Like, for example, no offense to Coastal Carolina. Who the hell leaves Virginia Tech to willingly go to Coastal Carolina? Who leaves Georgia to go to Illinois, who's won six games in 3 years? Yep. Like, you're clearly going from a better situation to a worse situation, and it's easy to see that you're doing it for familial reasons.
Apparently, you do not remember the Coastal Carolina cheerleader scandal.
Fair enough. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, I need
He's
to hear about
for
that.
Talent.
I was going to say they won a World Series. But this sounds way better.
And we know why they won that World Series. I think it was the same year.
It was 2017, and the Coastal Carolina cheerleaders got busted for running an escort operation.
They were the ones?
Yes.
Listen.
Man. Whoa!
Listen, I'm all about equal, like, women empowerment.
Me too.
And college is expensive. You have people who are trying to get free tuition.
It's the oldest job and these women in didn't the history want free of the tuition. World, you know?
These women wanted to earn their tuition.
I'm reading the exact quote. Some members of the Coastal Carolina cheer team worked as strippers and escorts. Cheerleaders involved in the escort services were paid between $100 and $1,500 per date.
There's a big discrepancy within that.
Well, listen.
Imagine being the $100 girl.
The $100 is probably the Robert Kraft discount.
Did you see the picture, by the way, of supposed person that did the axe to?
No.
Oh, man, it came out today. She's 58. And she's not a looker.
There's the same. She's got technique. It's not about. At
that's
this
what
point,
I tried to tell the guys of XL Primetime.
It's not
they
about
were
how she looks.
Me.
It's about convenience and experience. Wow. Yeah, the NCAAs are a bunch of tools. Speaking of tools,
we just talked about Robert Kraft.
Robert Kraft
not his
isn't
tool,
a tool.
Tools.
Robert Kraft has a tool. He just
dear.
For the long jack and blue shoes. But
I just saw this picture.
Was it Will Cain?
Yes, Will Cain from First Take.
What happened? Okay, what happened with this?
Okay,
and I know we've got a break, but let's get to this.
Okay, so James, I think originally thought that they canceled God Bless America the song.
Well, I came back and I yes. actually read the because that's what that was what it led with. God Bless America's not being played.
I had a good laugh
at the New York Yankees and the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm like, wow, they just
okay. So at Yankees games since the '80s, there's a guy who sings that I think in the seventh inning.
They do it at every major league game now.
No, I'm saying this specific recording of this specific guy.
Okay.
His rendition of the song, and I guess he had a song from the '30s that was called like, "It's Not a Lady."
It is.
It's not a lady, bro.
Okay.
It this has person. A lady name.
This person. Go ahead.
And they sang a song that was like super racist back in the '30s. So they took down a statue of him, and now they don't play the song anymore. And so Will Cain was.
They don't play the song at all. Or his version.
His version.
Okay.
God Bless America is still a song, okay. people. Yeah. And this is him on First Take.
I'm suggesting it's an absolute and utter fool's errand to go back through history, decades, someone who's been passed away for 30 years, incidents which occurred 8 decades ago, and apply modern historical standards to something you can almost reach a century. I'm suggesting that your standard, yours, only requires a handful of people to be a little outraged to go back and tear statues down. And I'm telling you that by your standard, President Obama's statues would not stand to today's standards when it comes to gay rights.
Stephen
and
a.
that, to
and
me,
I'm
is and
that's
absolute.
It. That's
Obama
that's
got
it.
Rid of
that's
like,
it is a woman, by the way.
I told you. No. It's.
Hold
like,
I'm processing what he said.
While you're processing what he said, you want to know the songs, the two songs that really got the ire that were very. Like, the only places you could play them now is at a KKK convention.
They're not very discreet in the name, by the way.
It's called What the Darkies Were Born
No,
For.
No, that's Why Darkies Were Born.
Sorry, I appreciate it. Correct me. Pickaninny Heaven.
Huh? Piccadilly?
No.
No.
Pickaninny.
Okay.
Is a racist a term that's so racist that racists don't even use it anymore.
I've never even heard of that.
It's essentially I would shoot somebody if they called my son that. It's a nickname for a black kid. It's essentially saying an N-word baby.
If you would have told me if you would have put on a piece of paper that word,
yeah.
and you'd have had multiple choices, then he guessed what it means?
Denny, the song.
I would have said like.
Denny, the song, if you didn't know what it means, the song gives
you
a vivid imagination of what it means. It's telling little black kids to have wonderful dreams of big watermelons.
And I think you can assume that that's why Darkies Were Born is also not a good song.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to pick cotton.
Yeah, if you want me to read the lyrics, I can.
Somebody's got to. Like, it's just, it goes like. It goes into it, like, bro, it's like.
The worst
like,
part is it charted at number 12 on the U.S. Billboard chart.
It was back in the day.
Way hot.
And this lady who sang God Bless America, her rendition is the most popular because
Kate
of the
Smith.
War. That, ironically, we went to go fight for to make sure that people didn't, you know, bad things didn't happen. But if you wanted to say some of the things, it was the passion.
Yeah,
that
that's
Will
what I was
came,
trying to process. Like, what pissed him off?
Like why, you're really defending. Like,
that's what you're going to stand
like,
on.
Like, this is where, like, I always tell people, Will, this is the hill you want to die on?
Yeah.
What makes me believe Will is a, is a, is he, I don't believe Will's a racist. I believe Will is just like Jason Fatlop. I believe he is well paid to try to stir the pot. Mm-hmm. And this is, he doesn't mind as long as his check clears.
On that show, he's a hot, you know, you have to be a hot take.
Because he consistently has takes like that. But, like, to me, at a certain point, I have to say, like, okay, if I didn't hear the two songs, those other two songs, and I just heard, like, man, she slapped a black kid one day, or she happened to say the N-word, I would be like, all right, whatever. I look at a lot of old people, and I'm not naive enough to believe that after the Civil Rights Act was passed, this magical pixie dust mm-hmm. came across the United States and everybody stopped being racist.
Right.
What I will do is I do have the right to be upset that your estate still gets the chance to get paid for your racism. Because every time they play that song, they have to pay the estate to you or for the rights to use it. Especially if she owns it.
Should you be more pissed off the estate's getting paid or that there's people still listening?
No. Not the Piccaninny Heaven. And oh. I know the only people.
He's talking about the cop.
The only people. Like I said, the only people who listen to that song are, again, I want to know who actually makes the cloth that they wear.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen them in Walmart, and I don't know where to go find them. But, like, God bless America. Like, I have the right as a person who's of color, who's offended by the other songs, to not bless this. I mean, hey, if you want to listen to it on your own time, stream it, Will. Like, nobody's telling you can't YouTube it.
But you're not saying that somebody listens to God Bless America is racist.
No.
He's saying.
No, okay. I know what he's saying.
That rendition. Play Whitney Houston's version. Like, play somebody else's. That's all anybody's saying. It's just sometimes people are like, well, you shouldn't be upset. The problem I have with people like Will is if another specific race of people, if that song offended them, like, it wouldn't be an issue. It'd be like, you know, you should not. If it was a German song that was popular in stadiums, and that group had anti-Semitic material that they made money off of, and Jewish people said that they don't want to hear that anymore, nobody would go out and try to bash that. They would say, you know what? I understand what the Jews went through. And nobody ever tells them that it's been so many years.
I understand what he was trying to say.
I don't.
But it's.
He has a good point when it comes to Obama, when he's saying that just a few years ago, his view on gay rights isn't accepted nowadays. But to, like, sort of parallel that with the guy or the lady in the 30s who was singing those
songs.
What
I hate about arguments, and he's a smart person, and First Take is about debate.
We got a break.
One doesn't absolve the other.
Exactly.
It's a completely different argument.
Exactly.
If you want to say we shouldn't support Obama, say that. Make that another argument. That doesn't make this lady who goes around saying darkies were born to pick cotton a nice person. That's a dumb way to argue. And he should be – people talk about everybody else on ESPN. This is the stuff that they do allow, and this is what he should be suspended.
ESPN loved this.
And I bet they did because the ratings probably went through the roof.
Yeah, I understand what he was trying to say. Like, I didn't know the whole backstory. I had no idea what the whole backstory was. So when I heard it the first time, I'm like, wait, what is he even talking about? Like, I mean, I grew up in Louisiana and Arkansas. Like, I can tell you right now, there's some people in the 80s when I grew up that are completely different people right now when it comes to race relations than they were back in the 80s. Should those people be punished for their views in the 80s? And I think that's what he was trying to say. But, no, you can't throw out songs like that.
I mean,
and then I want to know why it took them. So long for people to figure out that this, you know, it was charting at number 12 on the Billboard charts. It should be in our Wikipedia page.
I think sometimes you just...
She has a Wikipedia
page? Yeah, that's how I found out about it. Like, sometimes you're just going through stuff and then just the racism, just the waft of it just slaps you in your nose.
Yeah.
It just takes a little while.
Irving Berlin is the one that wrote God Bless America, by the way.
Yeah, so that's why at first I'm like, wait a minute. This guy wrote it. But it's again, her rendition just right. Because she was also a very popular radio personality during that time when radio was like king.
Gotcha. All right, we got to take a break. We've gone way over here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is The Sports Den. We're going to talk some draft here real quick. It's tomorrow night. What are the Jags going to do is the question. after all this time that we've spent talking about this, I feel like I'm less convinced now than I was when we started talking about it on what they're going to do. So you know who I'm going to go to see?
Oh.
Jeff in Pensacola.
Okay.
Jeff, what are the Jags going to do, man? Hit me with it.
I'm going to say Ed Oliver. I think he fought all the way to number 7. I think some of the other team got a player like Devin White and the guy out of Alabama and stuff. And I think the middle guy gets drafted. Rasheed Gray, the guy that sat out against the Gary, I think he goes to the New York Jets and stuff. And thank you guys. Have a good night.
Thanks, Jeff. Ed Oliver, we can stop the show now. Jeff has spoken.
That's Rick's pick as well.
Ed Oliver?
Yep.
I think isn't that been our pick like since forever?
I thought we were officially a DK Metcalf
show.
Never. No.
Love those guys, but when they said that. Yeah. By the way, my sleeping medicine is something wicked. I had no idea I tweeted last night. I tweeted the same thing this morning. No idea. I certainly don't need to be driving when I take that stuff.
Yeah, don't do that.
Dude, my dad, quick story, used to take Ambien. Well, he did a couple times when I was like, I don't know, 15. In the middle of the night, sleepwalking, yelling at the wall, like the scariest stuff you've ever seen.
Yeah, dude.
Stuff is for real.
I don't remember. That's another conversation. We're running out of time. I don't think Ed Oliver falls to the Jags. The way it's looking right now.
You don't?
Mm-mm. So much depends on what the Raiders do. And why do I think that because they're saying it's going to be a shock, it's going to be like Devin White. It's going to be like somebody that we expect.
We're going to shock the world and draft the person that everybody's been saying is trending. Like do what other people suggest that we do.
I mean, what is the overall... I guess Josh Allen, if there's anybody, we talked about how he hadn't slid at all. I'm starting to actually see him slide a little bit. Daniel Jeremiah just released his last one. I've clicked on that to see what he's got to say because he had a crazy one last week. This isn't crazy at all now. So here's his top 7. Just released at 8 o'clock tonight. Kyler 1, Bosa 2, Quinnen Williams 3, Ed Oliver to the Raiders at 4, Devin White at 5, Josh Allen at 6. That's the worst-case scenario for the Jags.
Yeah.
Absolute worst-case scenario, and he's got them getting T.J. Hockenson.
The Jags getting T.J. Hockenson?
Yeah. Yep. And I think we're finally starting to see the correction on Jerwan Taylor because I'm seeing more and more with this guy who I was talking about last night I'd rather have, Andre Dillard. So he's got Dillard going 8, Jonah Williams going 9, and then Juwan Taylor going 12. Brian Burns going 11 to the Bengals. Haskins falling all the way to 15. Yeah, I think this may be the hardest year to mock because of all the potential trades of so many people just jamming up draft capital. Like the Raiders, if they do what Daniel Jeremiah says they're going to do, they're going to leave tomorrow night with Ed Oliver on their roster, with Josh Jacobs on their roster. What a great football name. With Darnell Savage.
I love that. That's a good, dope last name.
You know what we forgot to do tonight?
What?
Play our game.
Well, you know what would be funnier if we waited till after the draft
it said,
and did guys who were already drafted?
That actually would be funny. Drew Lock going 30 in this. So they have Daniel Jones going in the first round. Let me see. Yeah, Daniel Jones going 17 to the Giants. I could see that. Yeah. So we got to give a final prediction on this.
Should you go what you want or what you think?
I'm going to do both. I think they're going to go T.J. Hockenson. No, I don't. But scratch that. No, I don't. I don't see Tom Coughlin going tight end. Scratch that. Forget I even said that. They're going to go an offensive lineman. That's what Tom Coughlin's going to do. They're going to go offensive lineman. They're going to go Jonah Williams. That's what I think they're going to do. What I want them to do is if Boza, Williams, Ed Oliver, Devin White, or Josh Allen are there, you take any of those. I don't care what your need is. That's the best available player. If they're not there, I don't have a problem with Jonah Williams. I'd rather them just go ahead and get Devin Bush or Andre Dillard. Probably Devin Bush. Make your strength even stronger. What do you think they're going to do, and what do you think they should do?
I think they should go with the best available player. I believe Ed Oliver will be there.
You think he'll still be there 7?
Yep, and I believe that's where they're going to go.
So you think what they should do and what they will do are the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Showing great faith there, James. Raiders could throw everything for a loop. Here's what I hope happens. I hope Arizona doesn't draft Kyler Murray. Because I want to see, like, the scrambling that happens, because everybody's assuming they are. I want to see the scrambling that happens, and I don't ever like to see a kid fall. But if they don't draft Kyler Murray, then that's going to play – like the only team that's going to really think about it is the Raiders, right? I guess the Giants.
Yeah.
Could you have more opposite quarterbacks, though? Kyler Murray yeah. and Eli Manning? That wouldn't work.
You don't think Eli could show him the ropes?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. DK Metcalf is, by the way, I haven't seen him in the first round in mocks all week at the ones I've been looking at. If we come out of draft season, JJ, we're going to pull some sound. If we come out of draft season and DK Metcalf falls out of the first round and Ed Oliver goes in the top 5, we need to pull the sound from when we were telling everybody that in January. That's a stellar draft season by us, James. Because Ed Oliver was, everybody was saying 25, 26.
Back mm-hmm. then, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're crazy. There's yep. no way.
If that happens, that's going to be solid draft analysis on our part.
Don't you just know there's going to be a huge trade tomorrow afternoon or right before the draft, and it's just going to throw everything into flux? Like, everything we've been talking about for months is just not even going to matter anymore.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what's going to make it fun. That's what's going to make us make it a blast. And somebody's going to screw the whole thing up. Like, somebody. It could be. Now, I'm talking about, like, in the top 5. Tampa or Oakland or the New York Jets. They're going to screw something up. Those three organizations will screw it up on you. One of them is going to go, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go get
Daniel
Rockyson.
Jones, top 5.
Yeah. Something like that. It's going to be amazing.
Where do you think at the end of this week, do you think Josh Rosen is still a Cardinal?
Yes. I think the most trade value they get for him is not this week. If they don't make a trade, draft night trade with him, I think the move has been proven, like, you wait till somebody loses a quarterback and gets really desperate.
Like during the season?
Right. Or, you know, training camp or something like that. I mean,
apparently the offers have been so terrible for him, like only second rounders and third rounders, which is shocking.
And they won a first round.
Wouldn't you?
Well, but yeah. Nobody's going to offer a first round until they know what they're going to get in this year's draft.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have put your guy out there. You kind of messed it up.
Now, even if you want to bring him back, if you want to get Bosa or something, you got to be like, dude, hey, sorry about taking a dump on you the last few months.
Yeah, he's played it right, too. Rosen has.
Such a pro.
Rosen has played it perfectly. Even showing up at the minicamp, which they were probably hoping he wouldn't.
Like, just an excuse to not keep him on the team.
Yeah, perfect. All right, let's take our final break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up Wednesday night edition of the Sports Den when we get back. I tell you the difference between
me and them. They're trying to get the ones and trying to get You're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
So tomorrow night, just so everybody knows, the way this is going to work is you get the Frangie show at your normal time. Then it'll go straight from that to Jaguar coverage of the draft with Frank. And I believe, is Jeff and Tony, I guess, with them?
Yes. That's what it was last year.
And so they'll be on from 7 to 10. And then Rick will be in.
10 to midnight.
Tomorrow night. and James will be on First Coast News, and I'll be on my couch. That's how it's all going to work out. I'm sure if you'd like to go follow me at Denny_Thompson, I'll have plenty to say that way.
Let's say the draft starts at 8 o'clock. When are the Jags on the clock?
Because
they really spread this thing out, man.
I would say 10 after 9.
Way too early.
No, it's 10 minutes. Each pick's 10 minutes.
I'd say 10 o'clock.
The draft is over at 12, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll say 10 after. No, it can't be 10 o'clock. That'd be 120 minutes.
Just watch, bro. All right, 9:45. And it's going to be some ridiculous player. I'm telling you, I think this whole tight end at number 7 is going to be a catastrophe.
You think that's what they're going to do?
Yes. And it's going to be a bad decision.
You know what? I'm going to change my tune so I don't want to get in trouble. I think I've been going too hard. I think I've been a tad bit harsh.
Really?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Going to calm down on the old man a little bit. Mm. No, he's a little senile.
That's changing your tune. That's calming down, huh?
No, he needs a little bit of fiber.
Okay.
But I'm going to have faith. And he's going to do what's best for the franchise. And hopefully he won't ever do enough, like now the NFL, a little slap on the wrist and warning, and threaten us that maybe we shouldn't have OTAs anymore. Maybe he'll not say the first thing on his mind. So I'm going to try to not say the first thing on my mind about him.
He got reprimanded by the NFL today, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And like, they threatened to fine or take away OTAs.
Right.
So the two people, screaming at the two people, you may lose it all. But I think he's not going to no longer say the first thing on his mind anymore. And I'm going to try not to say the first thing on my mind when it comes to him.
Well, that's nice of you.
In the spirit of.
I want to make sure I'm clear on this. I don't think T.J. Hockenson is going to be bad. I just don't like drafting a tight end at 7. I have no reason for that.
Yeah, that's exactly my point.
I mean, T.J. Hockenson, if they draft him at 7, he turns out to be Travis Kelce. You don't have to be Travis Kelce. If he turns out to be Evan Ingram, if he turns out to be something like that, then great. That's a great pick. It's much better than what you've been doing in that high in the draft. But I think in order to get this fan base excited, like, you're almost going to have a repeat of a couple years ago where you went Jalen Miles. I think the fan base is just like, man, you're going to have to show me. I wonder what season tickets are like right now. They didn't really say, did they?
No.
They said last year, but they didn't really talk about this year's pace at the State of the Jags. So you're going to be on First Coast News 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock, 7 to 8, and then I think 11 to 12.
Suit?
Of course.
Yeah.
I have gray suit, purple pinstripes, purple pocket square, probably purple tie.
You getting your hair did?
Yep. 11 o'clock. Mm. Then I'm going to go see Wig around 3.
Wait, what?
I'm going to go see T-Wig around 3.
I thought you're...
I did last week, but I got to get cleaned up again. If I'm going to do it, I got to do it right.
Man, Wig's got the gig, man. I get my hair cut once every 6 weeks.
That's nice. Must be nice.
Yeah. I don't think it looks any different when I get it cut to when I don't. Part of that's an issue, though, because it's not growing as fast. Mm. And it's retreating.
You don't want it to retreat. You want it to stand its ground.
Because white people don't look as good just going bald at an early age. It's an issue. Like, I'm going to hang on. Why are you smiling?
When you talk trash and you have different sayings, and then it kind of comes back with the people that you know. I'll tell you a little bit.
Okay. You just got this evil grin.
They're right, but they got to calm down on that one. Mm.
All right. Well, you've been hearing, listening to the Sports Den. Thank you to the Bermudez family for coming through. Good to talk to them. Hopefully, Florida State fans got a chance to get to know Derek Bermudez. We'll be spending some time in Tallahassee. Go follow me at Denny_Thompson. Go follow James at BigGameJames36. Go follow JJ at JJ LaSelva. Make sure you get to ABC for your draft prep tomorrow. We'll talk to you on Friday.